This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Colette Sheehy joins me on the program. She is the Vice President for Management and Budget at the University of Virginia, and it's an honor to have her on the program. Colette, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Coy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we want to talk about how the university is dealing with these tough economic times, but I guess one point we want to make right at the top here is that tough economic times for higher education have been going on for quite a while, haven't they?
Yeah, actually they have. I mean, clearly we've not seen anything like we're seeing currently. But if you do go back in history a little bit, say 20 years back, then you can see that we're really progressively the state has reduced its support for higher education. For instance, in 1985, higher ed was about 16.7% of the general fund budget of the Commonwealth. And today we're about 10.7%. And so that's kind of a progressive kind of regular reduction, because higher education is really, in my view, always seen as the discretionary part of the state's budget. You know, there are no mandated formulas or requirements that the state fund higher education at a certain level. And therefore, we are often the ones looked to come up with the major part of the reductions when the state faces a recession. And just in terms of the University of Virginia, I know if we were to go back 20 years and look at what our funding was on a per in-state student basis, it's 54% less today in inflation-adjusted dollars than it was 20 years ago.
My gosh.
And, you know, some people say, well, yeah, but, you know, you guys increase tuition all the time to make up for that. And it's true. We do. We have. And some people would say, well, you increase it by more than inflation and whatever. But if you look at even those numbers, the tuition numbers, over the same time period, they've gone up maybe just over 100%, more than doubled. But in inflation-adjusted dollars, if you look at the average increase over that period, it's only 6% a year. So kind of when you put it in that context, I think it looks a little bit more reasonable. And when you add both state funds and tuition together, there's still been a net decline of 24% in the funding of the university.
We're talking with Colette Sheehy. She's the Vice President for Management and Budget at the University of Virginia. So I was listening to that the talk that John Castine gave recently. President Castine spoke his last community address at the John Paul Jones Arena, and I listened to that online, and I'm going to play clips from that next week. And he was talking about this, how they've pulled money out of higher education, and it was very interesting to see where the money has gone. Some of that, a lot of that money went into building prisons that are now sitting empty.
That's right. Some of it has. A lot of it went into Medicaid and actually the car tax, because the car tax is now about 6% of the general funds of the Commonwealth.
Wow. Now, is this a national trend, or is this just something that sadly is happening in Virginia, or are we seeing this in other states that where state governments are, you know, pulling money out of higher education?
Well, I think today you're seeing it across the country. I think over history, I'm not sure that I would say that other states have done it to the same degree that Virginia has. I mean, I think each state has its own, you know, priorities or competing priorities, let's say, and if you went to neighboring states, I think you'd see where the states, like North Carolina, you know, do invest more heavily in their higher education system than Virginia does.
Yeah. We're talking with Colette Sheehy of the University of Virginia. So that, coupled with an economic downturn, presents enormous challenges. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like in your office day to day.
Yeah, it's not much fun.
Yeah, I mean, give us an idea of you know, what's front burner for you and what you deal with on you know, day to day, trying to navigate these waters and get this fantastic university, which is all about excellence, and get it through this tough time.
Yeah, well, that is our primary objective, is to come out of at the end of this, when things start to get better, and be in as good a position, if not better, than we were, at least So we're looking, obviously, at ways to save money, streamline. The student is always the primary customer, and the primary focus is we try to manage these reductions to be as transparent to students as possible. That's not always possible to do, but it's clearly the priority is given to the students. And at the same time that we've had to increase or been felt like we've had to increase tuition, and maybe more than we would really have liked to have done, our student aid program, Access UVA, is one of our primary objectives to fully fund that program, which we have done. We've moved from 25% of our undergraduate population demonstrating financial need to 32%.
Wow.
Some of that is clearly a result of this economic situation. Part of it is probably planned as well, trying to get the university to have a population that's a bit more diverse than it has had in the past. But we have had to invest substantial institutional resources in that program, and we think that it's a very important piece of access, of allowing, you know, students to consider coming to the University of Virginia regardless of whether they could pay the bill or not.
Yeah, we're talking with Colette Sheehy, a Vice President for Management and Budget at the University of Virginia. Access UVA, of course, one of the great legacies of Jack Blackburn, who we recently lost, and a lot of other folks who were part of this vision of creating this new program. For folks who aren't familiar with it, just give us an Access UVA 101 and why you, particularly from where you sit at UVA, why you think this is definitely worth the investment.
Well, the 101 on it is that if you're within 200% of the poverty level, you get a full, basically a full ride to UVA. No loans, all grants. Then there is a loan cap. So that if you do demonstrate aid, you will get some loans in your package, but you won't have loans that would exceed 25% of the cost of an in-state student's education. And that's regardless of whether you are a resident of Virginia or you're from outside Virginia. And we do some financial counseling for students, kind of financial literacy-type programs. And that's kind of the basics of the program. And, you know, I think it's important here because the board has had an objective to increase the socioeconomic diversity of the university. And I think we're achieving that, and Access UVA is really a good tool for us to do that.
Yeah.
And we kind of take the issue of the money off the table for needy students, at least.
Right, right. Colette Sheehy with the University of Virginia. Can you talk about the degree of private investment in the university? Because a lot of folks think, well, yeah, you're getting a whole lot less money from the state, but UVA, you know, they're rich. They give, all, you know, rich people and corporations throw money at UVA left and right.
Well, I don't know about that. We are very fortunate. John Castine had the vision when he became president to you know, to really reset the financial model for the university and to track more along even a private model in terms of fundraising, and we've been quite successful at that. There's no doubt about that, and I think what that has done is it really has protected the quality of the institution over the last 20 years when, you know, we've seen this regular reduction in state support. You don't always get the money necessarily the way you would prefer to have it. Lots of donors like to specify how the money is used when they give it. And that's always, you know, we're always welcome, happy to get that kind of money. But it doesn't always address the regular operating bills that an institution has, turning the lights on and cleaning the classrooms and whatnot. So, it makes it a challenge, but we're very fortunate. In fact, I often say that if there's any place to be in a situation like this, any institution of higher education, I'd like to be at the University of Virginia, because I think we do have more flexibility, a better in a better position to manage this kind of situation. I feel for colleagues around the Commonwealth who may not be in the same position as the university is.
Yeah. Can you share with us a quick Colette Sheehy 101? Where are you from, and how does somebody end up doing what you do?
Oh boy, I originally grew up in New Jersey, so I'm a Yankee transplant to Virginia. Love it down here. I've been here for 27 years. Been at the university for 27 years, and my undergraduate degree is from Bucknell University. I have a BA in economics and an MBA from Rutgers Graduate School of Management. And my initial career, my first career, was in commercial banking. And when I moved here in 1982, there really weren't any commercial banking positions around. So I ended up at the university and interviewed with Leonard Sandridge. Many of your listeners, I know Leonard Sandridge, the executive vice president of the university. And he hired me into an entry-level budget analyst classified state position in 1982, and the rest is history.
Yeah. Colette Sheehy is the Vice President for Management and Budget at the University of Virginia. Do you see on the horizon any signs that perhaps this the lack of state funding, the lack of investment in higher education in Virginia, which, as you point out, has really plummeted over the last 20 years, are there any signs on the horizon that this might turn around at some point? Or is it just getting worse?
Well, it's hard for us to look into the immediate future and see anything better or any turnaround. I think the state is in a situation where it's going to have so many unmet needs and demands, even when the economy does recover, that we're kind of planning that higher education is not going to be at the top of the list necessarily. I think we're trying to think forward as to how we could put the institution on a stable financial footing regardless of what the state does or does not do to us. And, we had a session. The board started to look at the major revenue sources of the university back in the summer and kind of progressively went through analyzing each one of those. And the conclusion they came to in November was that really the only reliable sources of money we have are tuition and private fundraising, and that it was unlikely that the state would come back to the table, at least in the way that it had funded us in the past. And so we really needed to take our future into our own hands, so to speak, and to plan accordingly.
Yeah. And I guess we'll be looking to the to our new president here in
That's
a few
right.
months to provide some new ideas and some new leadership on that front.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And she has a lot of experience being at Michigan and at Texas before that.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've read, she really brought home the bacon at both those places.
That's
I mean,
right.
when it comes to this kind of subject, she really knows what she's doing.
She does.
Colette Sheehy is the Vice President for Management and Budget at the University of Virginia. Colette, I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you're incredibly busy, and we've enjoyed having you on the program.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed the opportunity.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.